Welcome to another lesson dealing with biblical truth as we go into the year of 2023. Sometimes we, as believers, feel as though the day is getting long, as the hymn writer wrote, and we are tempted to complain. And I'd like to take this opportunity as we look into some biblical truths. I want to give a small outline that might encourage you as a believer. And I want to give a thought for you today that there are some things God won't forget. And I want to have a look at a small and very simple outline from the Bible. The first point to this little lesson is our sowing and reaping. And if there's one thing that God won't forget, is what we reap and sow. The second one is our labor of love. And there's something that you as a believer can take to heart, that God will not forget our labor of love. If there's anything worthwhile in this world, in this dark world we live in now, is our labor and our love. It's something that we can remember that God won't forget. As someone said, you bring nothing into this world and you can take nothing out of this world, but there's one thing that we can do is lay up treasure in heaven as believers. And if you're not a believer, I pray that you become one and learn that you can store things in heaven. And it's a wonderful thought to know that God will not forget our labor of love. Also, the third one, which we'll look at, is our abandoned commitment. And, sometimes we as believers don't realize that our commitment can be long. Sometimes the fruit of the Spirit is long-suffering, and we need to understand that God will not forget our abandoned commitment. So let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, if you have a Bible. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 6. And I want to bring the story here where Paul is writing to the Corinthians about laying up for the poor saints at Jerusalem. And let's just take the lesson here. So 1 Corinthians 9, I'll pick it up in verse 5. So hopefully you have your Bibles. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 5. And see what the Bible says here. The Bible says, therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren. So Paul's talking about exhortation, that they would go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye had noticed before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as of covetousness. So they were laying up what they had. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. So here's the lesson, that God won't forget what we sow. And here Paul is making very clear that he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. So there's a thought here that with your giving and your time and your laying up treasure, it does hinge a lot on what we can give. And, you know, our giving cannot always be measured, and it can't be measured in this way, but it can be measured in this way, that the Bible says that he that so sparingly shall reap also sparingly. So it's not the actual amount. It's more comes back to what you have and what I have, and that what we have that we can give. And God loves a cheerful giver. And it's a great blessing to know that God won't forget your giving. And keep that in mind. The next one I want to have a look is our labor of love. Go to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. Hebrews 6, verse 10. Now, if you've been laboring in the Word of God, you've been faithful in church, you've been a faithful witness to others, you've been living the Christian life, you've been walking in light as He's in the light, you've been a testimony towards others. And you've done things that sometimes may not be asked of you, or there have been tasks that you've done for the Lord that might not be noticed, but I want you to remember God notices it. And take here in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, and take this promise in this verse maybe to heart, where it says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labour of love, which you have showed towards his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. So hopefully in 2023 you could take that promise to heart. Maybe you can also encourage yourself with the ministry that you have done in the past, that God will not forget your labour of love, amen. And that's a real blessing to know. I know there's been times in my life that I've done things for the Lord, maybe not noticed, maybe sometimes inconvenient or something we might not enjoy doing, but we know we are doing it for the Lord, and the Bible says God will not forget our labour of love. And you know, it's one thing that you can take out of this world is understanding that what you've sown in this world, God won't forget, and he won't forget your labour of love. There's another verse here where Paul is speaking to the Thessalonians, and he says this, and this is another very simple verse to keep in mind, but notice how Paul talks to them. He says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2, so if you've got your Bible, go to 1 Thessalonians 1, chapter 2, and so in chapter 1 of 1 Thessalonians, verse 2, I'll say that again. Notice what Paul said. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labour of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. You know, you realise here that Paul was thankful for those believers at Thessalonica for their love, their faith, and he would remember them, and he was always praying for them. So pray for those who are labouring in the Word of God, labouring in the field, labouring maybe at home, just labouring wherever it might be. But just think of what Paul said here. We give thanks to God always for you, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labour of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. You know, don't be discouraged. Other believers see your work and your labour of love, and keep that in mind. And you know, I think there's another verse we could just turn to. If you want to go to Philippians chapter 2 with me for a moment. And I think this is another good passage to keep in mind as we look at these verses and understand that there are some things God won't forget. He won't forget our sowing and reaping. He won't forget our labour of love. And Paul said that he wouldn't forget their labour of love and making mention of them in his prayers. So just come over to Philippians chapter 2 with me. Philippians chapter 2. A good verse for a believer to take to heart. Because as a believer, sometimes it is long-suffering. Sometimes you do wonder that is the things you're doing for the Lord being noticed. Has it been worth it? Is it successful? We don't always know how God's going to use something. But I want you to point out this truth here from the Word of God. Have a look in chapter 2, verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies. So Paul's writing to the Philippians, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves, looking not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So when you look at some things God won't forget, he won't forget your labour of love, he won't forget your sowing and reaping. But I want you to keep in mind, as a believer, he won't forget our attitude as being servants and not looking at the things we have or the things we do, but look at others and esteem them better than yourself. And it's an attitude that Jesus Christ had, amen. And I think it's something that we as believers need to take to heart and realize that the day is long, and one of the fruits of the Spirit is long suffering and gentleness and meekness and those things, and take those thoughts on board and remember that you are a servant of Jesus Christ. There's no greater privilege than being the servant of the King, and understand that God will not forget our attitude towards others as a servant for Him. There's one passage where Paul talks about us as being the doormat for others. And just remember that God won't forget those things. Now, the last one I want to come to is our abandoned commitment. Come over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If there's something really hard today, if there's something that seems to be lacking in the world we live in, and I think the world has crept into our lives, it's crept into our churches or our thoughts and minds as we walk with the Lord. Have a look with me as we come over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I won't give a full thing on this chapter, but understand the chapter begins with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the scriptures. And Paul runs down through a lot of things here, and he comes to a conclusion around about, we'll pick it up and say verse 50, let's have a look and pick it up and say verse 51 with me for a moment. Verse 51, I think this would be appropriate, because the next thing on God's timetable is the taking out of the church, where He comes to receive us and we meet Him in the air. Now, we don't know when that time will be. And sometimes the best thing to do is not worry about that time, but just understand it's a mystery and it's a joy that God will do that. So in verse 51, Paul says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. And for the believer, the best is yet to come, amen. So our long suffering, and there's nothing to be compared to the joy that shall be revealed in us. But here Paul says that death shall be swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Verse 57, but thanks be to God, which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labour is not in vain in the Lord. Please take those verses to heart and understand that this life isn't finished for the believer yet, but the exhortation is to always continue. And you know, God will not forget our abounding commitment. And He encourages us to continue in the work of God for Him. And there's a wonderful passage here that you can see where we can thank God that give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe this year you'd like to just take those verses down, take down the idea of sowing and reaping in 2 Corinthians 9:6. Remember that God loves a cheerful giver. Remember that He will not forget our labor of love, Hebrews 6:10. I think they are good verses to remember. You might need them you might need those verses at the times when you are doing the things for the Lord that might not be really what you want to do, might not be joyful, but you know, needful. And then come down to our abounding commitment. You know, your faith and your commitment to the Lord is seen by others, and it encourages others. You know, there's one thing as being a pastor in a church. One thing encourages you when you see others, amen? And it's their commitment that helps you as a pastor, as a believer. When you see others being committed to the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, it encourages you and gives you the inspiration to be that kind of believer, where you always abound and be committed to the work of the Lord. Understand this, please understand this. There's nothing you can take out of this world, but as a believer, we can leave this world and understand that the rewards are yet to come. And when God comes and takes out the church, the next thing that would be logical on the timetable is the judgment seat of Christ. And there, Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he lays down the foundation which we are to build our lives upon. And there we see the rewards that are given. So don't ever think that God has forgotten you. He hasn't. And there's a greater reward to come. So take these thoughts with you. Hopefully these verses can be a great help to you as you go through this year. It might be the work in the church, it might be the work at home, it might be wherever God has you working, it might be at work. But wherever the Lord has you, do all things as unto him, and remember that he will not forget your labour of love.